You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Labour Party spokesperson for Education and Women, Jan Tinetti. I asked about Winston Peters' comments comparing co-governance with Nazi Germany, the response to the Freiburg High School students performing a haka against David Seymour, and Grant Robertson's valedictory speech yesterday. Here is that interview. Do you have any thoughts on Winston Peters doubling down on his comments comparing co-governance with Nazi Germany?
Winston Peters' comments were completely inappropriate, and his doubling down on it since only shows that Christopher Luxon has no control over his government. Look, this is embarrassing for New Zealand. New Zealand deserves a Deputy Prime Minister and a Foreign Minister who actually behaves like one and doesn't put New Zealand in a bad light.
Does this reflect badly on the coalition government?
Oh, absolutely it does. That's one of the reasons at the time why Chris Hipkins said that he wouldn't work with Winston Peters, because he's uncontrollable, and it looks really, really bad for this government.
Students at Freiburg High School have been met with an outpouring of support following their haka against David Seymour. Do you support the students?
Look, students have a right to express themselves and protest just as any other New Zealander has. And actually, I've looked at that video, or one of the videos that's been circulating around that. Performing that haka was a way for those students to have their voices heard, and no one can fault them for that.
Surely the suspension argument shouldn't be considered when the students are just expressing freedom of speech?
I'm fairly certain that the school has come out now and said that that wasn't a consideration. It's freedom of speech for those young people, just like any other New Zealander, is really important. I do have a concern to the well-being of these young people, though, now that they've attracted the country's undivided attention, and at times that may bring uninvited commentary. And for someone who has that quite a lot, that can be hard, particularly for a young person who's not used to it. So ultimately, I'm hoping that the right supports are there for those young people, and that they don't feel afraid to make their voices heard in the future, because that is a fundamental right in this country, is that freedom of speech and the ability to protest is just so important.
Has the Ministry of Education been working with the school?
So I'm not sure what the Ministry of Education has done in this particular case, but from other cases that I've known of in the past, I know that they would offer their support to the school, but ultimately it is up to the school and the principal to work with the families of the students to determine the next step and if there's any further support that's needed.
David Seymour's response was quite patronising. Would you expect it to be any different from the party that champions freedom of speech?
I would have thought so. I would have thought that they would have been more supportive of young people to have that. I'm really disappointed when young people have their say and their voices are heard, that people, adults, who I believe should know better, are patronising towards those young people. Those young people have voices that they want to make their thoughts heard, just like anyone else, and they are great in their ability to be able to do that. All passion to them. I've been on the receiving end of protests of young people before. Actually, I think that is my job as a politician, to be able to hear that protest. I would have thought David Seymour, who is someone who is a champion of freedom of speech, would have been in that same position to be able to take that protest from those young people in a much better way.
Grant Robertson also gave his valedictory speech yesterday. Will he be missed by his Labour colleagues?
Grant absolutely will be missed by his Labour colleagues. Grant is someone who is not only a brilliant politician, he is also someone that is kind and compassionate, and he's got the next door office to me, and I know I'm in there all the time because he is such a wonderful listener, but he's such a person that can really get to the nub of an issue that you might be dealing with and give you a very clear direction and a steer, really clear steer forward. And yeah, I know I'm personally going to miss him heaps.
People have said, well, a lot of the tributes dedicated to Grant Robertson have been dedicated to his humour. Will this be a void in Parliament, not having a humorous voice like his?
When I heard his speech last night, and I have to say it was a 35-minute speech and it had every emotion that you could think of within that speech, but there was so much laughter and I sat there thinking, we are so going to miss this style of debate in this Parliament, because he was so quick with the one-liners and so quick to be able to craft a speech that just had people laughing but had a really, really big message in it as well. And yes, he's been the finest debater that I've known in my 6 years in that Parliament, and we're going to miss it.
That was Labour's Jan Tinetti on Winston Peters' recent comments on co-governance and the public response to the Freyberg High School students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.